Biff Colley in 1954 and 55 was perhaps the most important disc jockey playing country and western music in America. On KNUZ in Houston, Texas, Biff was listened to daily by thousands of devout C&W fans. He also booked country artists in the area. The appearance of Elvis Presley, Scotty Moore, and Bill Black, recorded on this album, was booked by Biff Colley at Eagles Hall in March of 1955. It is the earliest known recording of the group in a concert appearance. Biff, why did you book Elvis, Scotty, and Bill in Houston?
I did it because we had the Thursday night dance, and we had the club at the time, the old Palladium out of South Main OST, which was called the Hoedown Club at the time. And I was interested in getting people in there who could pull. You know, we had Artie Shaw in there one night with his band, and we had Johnny Ray, and then, of course, we had all the Hillbillies from T. Texas Tyler and Hank Williams to Hank Thompson's first appearance in Houston, and so I booked him because I started playing the record because it was exciting, and I booked him because the people were reacting to the record.
What was the reaction to his record in the Houston area?
Well, that got mail. I got requests. I don't remember. At that time, the Hoedown, my nighttime radio show on KNUZ was getting 200-250 pieces of mail a day. I was probably getting 15 or 20 pieces of mail a day for, that's all right. But it wasn't the most. I was getting 30 and 40 pieces for, I got 30 and 40 and 50 pieces a day for things like Lovesick Blues and the really giant record. So it was not an instant overnight smash record.
How did the audience react to Elvis on stage?
The first night that Elvis and Scotty and Bill came, I guess we had probably around 150. And I don't remember having established in my mind when I saw him wiggle first, but I'm sure that the first time they were there, he was doing his numbers and doing the shake, the wiggle thing, the hip thing, and the girls went crazy. You know, we didn't have a big crowd, but they were very vocal, and he was an animated performer. You know, if I hadn't liked him at all, I would have been impressed professionally with him because the people reacted vehemently